Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole-body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
Good Tuesday morning. I'm Steve Scott. Here's what's happening. Did Meta do enough to protect kids from becoming addicted to its popular apps like Facebook and Instagram? KCBS's Mike DeWald reports from outside federal court in Oakland, where opening statements begin today in the federal civil trial on that issue.
This lawsuit contends Meta knowingly developed features that would keep kids coming back to its platforms again and again, accusing the company of collecting data on kids under 13 without their parents' consent. Attorney General Rob Bonta.
More time on social media tends to be correlated with depression, anxiety, body image issues.
Loyola Law Professor Lori Levinson says the suit faults Meta's design, not its content, and multiple states are involved.
If they're found liable, we're looking at maybe $1.4 trillion in penalty and damages.
Anthony Giuliano is vice president of the marketing firm Asher Agency. He equates this to Meta's tobacco moment.
Whatever happens with this is likely to lead to at least more conversations about the potentially harmful effects of other social media platforms.
In a statement, Meta says the claims here are unsubstantiated and the financial demands disproportionate, arguing the company is being punished for industry-wide challenges. Outside federal court in Oakland, Mike DeWald, KCBS.
All right, if you're driving, are you speeding right now? Take a look at the speedometer. A new AAA survey says, yeah, you probably are. KCBS's Holly Kwan tells us why.
It's because everyone else is speeding. At least that's what a new AAA survey says, with 35% of respondents calling themselves sometimes speeders. 54% of Californians say it's safer to go the speed of traffic than it is to obey traffic laws. Commuter Freddie Delgado is getting his master's at San Jose State in traffic management.
Even sometimes early in the morning as well, kind of like on our commute, you see people that are going just crazy because they know that there's no cops out. So
where are you commuting to?
Livermore. Okay. So we see a pretty good, we get a general idea of the bay. We go on 680, 24, 880.
85% support more police in places known for high-speed crashes. According to the study, drivers think speeding saves time and helps avoid delaying the drivers around them. Along Highway 24 in Orinda, Holly Kwan, KCBS.
Now to Brentwood, where city officials are working to take down Flock surveillance cameras installed by a homeowners association on public streets. City officials say they approved the system by mistake. They didn't mean to. Some residents of the Shadow Lakes Golf Course community said they didn't even know the cameras had been installed. The homeowners association says they were never told about them. A person living on the street that's not part of the HOA called the whole thing a massive breach of privacy. State environmental officials say students at an East Bay high school are safe to return to class today following a scare over toxic underground chemical vapors. KCBS's Matt Bigler in Richmond with our story.
Tests last month here at Kennedy High School detected PCE, a carcinogenic dry cleaning chemical tied to a historic contamination plume along San Pablo Avenue. The discovery triggered emergency air quality tests by the state, which have come back mostly negative. Benaya Brown is a senior this year.
I was told that it was only really found where our buildings or our classrooms used to be before they tore down. So I guess it's okay.
State toxicologists found no chemical intrusion in classrooms, although low levels of PCE were detected in the kitchen and welding shop. Those were attributed to household cleaning products rather than the underground plume. While school reopens today with new air purifiers, state agencies admit that mapping and cleaning up the underground plume will take years. In Richmond, Matt Bigler, KCBS.
Some Bay FC players were in the South Bay to talk to little girls about playing sports and sticking with it. KCBS's Jennifer Hodges reports from an elementary school on the east side of San Jose.
Basketball, soccer, Sometimes I like to play baseball.
Over 50 elementary school age kids out here at the Hubbard Media Arts Academy in East San Jose getting some tips on sports from professional Bay FC players.
Sports have brought me so much.
Hannah Bebar is a midfielder for Bay FC.
The biggest impact it has is just the community and the teamwork aspect.
Dr. Sandra Sarmiento, principal of Hubbard, on one of her students who deals with anxiety yet showed up for the event.
So the impact of her coming out of her shell 4 days into school, because school just started,
yeah.
I mean, just speaks dividends, because that is the beauty of athletics.
At Hubbard Media Arts Academy in East San Jose, Jennifer Hodges, KCBS.
Two groups in San Francisco needing connection are finding it in each other. KCBS's Shannon Golden takes us inside Muttville Senior Dog Rescue, where older adults and shelter pups are discovering the healing power of a simple cuddle.
Every week, Muttville opens its doors to seniors 62 and up for Cuddle Club. Older adults camp out in comfy chairs and offer warm laps for senior rescue pups.
I've been coming since the beginning, which is about 2015.
Linda was offering head scratches to a gray-haired chihuahua.
It's just a happy place, you know, where people come and just focus on the dogs and smile and laugh. And so nobody's talking about their aches and pains or problems.
Angela DiMartino with Muttville says it's those aches and pains that actually help these two groups understand each other.
We had a guest the other week, and I said, this is a dog, she doesn't have any teeth. And he said, oh, perfect, neither do I. And so people really connect with, at this age group, with what our senior dogs are going through.
In San Francisco, Shannon Golden, KCBS.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole-body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine, in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
Police in Lafayette searched two schools after potential threats were phoned in yesterday. Officials went to Ocalanes High School and Stanley Intermediate School just after noon. Both schools were searched and cleared. No active threats were found. Police think it may have been swatting. That's when someone calls in fake threats to generate a big police response. Some people in North Berkeley are upset over a bike lane plan that would eliminate nearly 150 parking spots on Hopkins Street. KCBS's Megan Goldsby has been looking into that.
Hopkins does have a village feel, and people do walk to the Hopkins Street Bakery, says Jack, who was behind the counter.
A lot of people who walk over here from Kensington or who bike here. And so for those people, it's nice to think that they'll have, like, a place to park their bikes. But yeah, it will suck for any of the business we will lose.
Rosalind lives nearby.
I'm not opposed to bicycling. I love to do it, but I think the shops need to be able to stay in business.
As we talked, a mom loaded her baby into the parked car in front of us. An example, Rosalind said, of someone who probably wouldn't have stopped. But, says Councilmember Rashi Kesarwani, who introduced the plan,
we on council will make sure that these areas are accessible for people. That is absolutely important to me as someone who is disabled.
She says the lanes are a necessity for the safety of bikers and pedestrians. Megan Goldsby, KCBS.
Kids are heading off to college. Parents who are becoming empty nesters as their adult children leave home may experience a whole range of emotions. KCBS's Marky Schaefer reports live. There are some coping strategies for empty nest syndrome. Marky?
Well, that's right, Steve. When a kid heads to college,
it can be a difficult transition.
That is senior psychiatrist with the Permanente Medical Group in Santa Rosa, Dr. Catherine Rideout, who says emotions around the transition for parents, siblings, and other household members are normal. Feelings of loss, sadness, anxiety. There will be changes to routine. Some traditions may get lost, like not being together for a birthday, for example.
Giving yourself time to have that adjustment period while reminding yourself and those around you that it's normal and healthy to embrace how you're feeling can be a really effective strategy.
Distraction is good too. If you have more time on your hands, it's helpful to engage in new activities you may have shelved or to focus more on your own health.
You know, throw yourself into work if that's what you prefer.
Dr. Rideout says sending brief texts or FaceTiming can offer meaningful brief connections. If changes go beyond feelings of sadness where you can't get out of bed or there are big changes in your energy and interests, that would be time to see a health professional. Reporting live, Margie Schaefer, KCBS.
All right, Margie, thank you. As usual, it was another sellout crowded Chase Center last night as the Valkyries clinched a playoff spot for the second year in a row. KCBS's Jennifer Hodges looks at the explosion of enthusiasm over women's sports.
It's safe to say women's sports right now are booming.
Women's sports are incredible.
Dr. Dana Weintraub is the CEO of the Bay Area Women's Sports Initiative, otherwise known as BOSSY.
The women athletes that are playing the sports are incredible people on the courts, on the fields, but also off the fields in their communities.
Now there's also two professional women's volleyball leagues on the way.
Volleyball internationally, I don't want to get it wrong, might be either the most played or the most watched internationally. And so, but in the U.S., volleyball also is taking off both at the youth level and professional, or has already taken off.
Jennifer Hodges, KCBS.
Radon is a natural gas that can build up inside homes. It can cause lung cancer. The good news is it's pretty easy to detect and mitigate. KCBS's Atta Shaheen with more.
The San Francisco Public Library offers free checkouts of radon detectors. They have 87 of them, but at last check, there were over 150 holds.
Radon fluctuates from 1 hour to the next, but the important thing is to measure over the course of at least 7 days is better. Get that average concentration.
That's Dallas Jones from a company that makes the detectors.
The important thing to remember about radon, the only way you're going to know if a particular building is, you know, has elevated indoor radon levels is to test it. It's just impossible to predict from one home to the next.
Across the country, about 1 in 15 homes have dangerous levels of radon, but it varies by region. Locally, the EPA lists the North Bay counties as low risk and most of the rest of the Bay as moderate risk. In San Francisco, Atta Shaheen, KCBS.
As the school year begins at UC Berkeley this week, there is renewed focus on test-blind admissions. A prominent Cal math professor released an opinion piece saying her students don't have basic math skills. Now, as KCBS's Megan Goldsby reports, the school's chancellor is weighing in.
The discussion, does excluding ACT and SAT scores in admissions help or hurt students in general? It is a debate that fits in and is welcome here, says UC Berkeley Chancellor Rich Lyons.
This ethos of kind of questioning the status quo, there's got to be a better way to do this, right? That's not a good description of every educational institution. It is a good description of Berkeley, and we're very proud of it.
Simon, who's a new senior at Berkeley, tells me he can see both sides.
I mean, I think there's people out there that are great test takers. There are people that aren't.
But, says new freshman Gene,
I think there definitely is a disadvantage to, like, those people who, like, already had the SAT and got, like, a good score and got in, compared to, like, those people who don't have, like, the mathematical skills or reading capabilities. And I think that kind of shows in, like, maybe those classes, those introductory classes.
At UC Berkeley, Megan Goldsby, KCBS.
A seasonal chef at Yosemite National Park has been indicted on 2 felony sexual abuse charges by a federal grand jury. Donovan Kane is accused of assaulting a 19-year-old co-worker. The woman told National Park Service investigators Kane initiated sexual contact without her consent and injured her neck. Kane has been deemed by the courts as a flight risk. He'll be detained pending trial.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying, play KCBS Radio.